Today will be Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Tzadi Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. Some of the topics to be discussed include, first the Gemara discusses the idea that a person can be chayef for carrying even small amounts of an item, less than the generally accepted shear for Hitzah, if he views the item as important. Next, the Gemara raises the question of an item whose size changed between the time it was picked up in the Rishas HaYachid and the time it was placed down in the Rishas HaRam. Finally, the Gemara will quote a Machlokes HaMiraim, whether small items that are physically located in one Rishas may still be considered to be in another Rishas by virtue of the fact that the kli that holds them is in the other Rishas. Some of the key concepts that will be discussed include, when somebody does something without having any specific intention, we assume that his original intention is still intact. According to one opinion, when items are considered important only because the owner views them as important, and not because they are inherently valuable, even people other than the owner can be chayav for carrying the item because the owner considers them to be important. But even when a person's intention matters, if the overwhelming majority of people would never do this act with this intention, we ignore the specific person's unusual intention. Food is only considered large enough to transmit tumah if it is the size of a kebeya, an egg. Psul yoytze, bread used in the Beis HaMikdash, such as the shtei halechem that we bring on Shavuos, and the lechem upon them that was placed on the shulchan throughout the year, is kachet kachem, and becomes disqualified when taken out of the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Eged kli shmei eged oy lo shmei eged. There is a dispute whether the contents of a vessel that are in one rishus, for example a rishus harabim, are still considered to be in another rishus, for example a rishus hayachid, because the vessel that holds them is in the rishus hayachid. Kam le b'dirab minei. If a person does two averis simultaneously, and the averis carry different punishments, he would only be chayav for the more stringent of the two punishments.